Tracy Dean, you've been a vice president of Press for Change for many years now, and before that you were chair of the Gender Trust. What do you think has changed most for trans people over the last few years?
I think probably society's acceptance. We may not be the most accepted people in society, but the change since, you know, 1992...
Do you mean the formation of Press for Change?
With the formation of Press for Change. Since then, you know, things have changed so much.
In what way do you think trans people have changed as well?
I think trans people are more prepared to actually fight for their rights. They're less accepting of second-class citizenship and are more likely to press for what they need from society.
And what do you think of the SOGIAG process so far? Are trans people engaging with that, do you think, or...?
I think, yes. I mean, you've only got to look at the work that's been done by the trans work stream over the last year to see how much they've achieved.
Okay, and what if there was one thing you think we should focus on in the coming year, and I'm speaking as the chair of the trans work stream, what do you think that should be?
I think... Basically, education, to paraphrase a certain politician. By educating mainly the medics, we actually should get better treatment from them. And what the biggest thing that came out of today was the need for respect for trans people and taking on board their needs, rather than having a one-size-fits-all policy and not listening.
I saw a lot of that word today on the other boards as well with the LGB groups. Respect is a big thing, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I mean, from talking to LGB groups in the past, it's very obvious that when people go to a GP, they see a lesbian woman, a trans person, rather than somebody who actually needs medical assistance. And, you know, that is not the way to treat people.
And you're speaking next week at a GLA conference, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes. It's on gender reassignment, and I'll actually be talking about what SOGIAG has been doing over the last year and what it's planning on doing.
Tracy, thank you very much.